Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 7, text number 7. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Matak Parataram Nanyat Kinchiras. Oh, we have Gita's. Okay, so we'll do it word by word. 7-7. Mata. Repeat that with the Parataram Na Anyat Kinchit Asti Dananjaya Mai Satyam Sarvam Idam Rautam Sutre Manigana Iva Matak Parataram Nanyat Kinchid Asti Dhananjaya Mai Sarvam Idam Protam Sutre Manigana Iva Matak Parataram Nanyat Kinchid Asti Dhananjaya Mai Sarvam Idam Protam Sutre Mani Gana Iva Matak Beyond Me Parataram Superior. Na. Not.
No.
Anyat.
Anyat.
Kinchit.
Kinchit.
Anything. Anything. Oh, you just do the Spanish. Asti.
Asti.
Ai.
Dhananjaya.
O conquistador de riquezas.
O conquistador de riquezas.
Mai,
Mai,
en mí,
en mí,
Sarvam,
Sarvam,
todo lo que existe,
todo lo que existe,
Idam,
Idam,
lo cual vemos,
lo cual vemos,
Rautam,
Rautam,
se ensarta,
se ensarta,
Sutre,
Sutre,
en un hilo,
en un hilo,
Manigana,
Manigana,
perlas.
Iva.
Iva.
Como.
Translation in purport by Srila Prabhupada.
Yes.
O conqueror of wealth, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pearl or strong on a thread. Purport. There is a common controversy over whether the Supreme Absolute Truth is personal or impersonal. As far as Bhagavad Gita is concerned, the Absolute Truth is the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna. And this is confirmed in every step. In this verse in particular, it is stressed that the Absolute Truth is a person. That the personality of Godhead is the Supreme Absolute Truth is also the affirmation of the Brahma Samhita, Ishvara Paramaha Krishna. Satchirananda Vigraha, that is, the Supreme Absolute Truth Personality of Godhead is Lord Krishna, who is the primeval Lord, the reservoir of all pleasure, Govinda, and the eternal form of complete bliss and knowledge. These authorities leave no doubt that the Absolute Truth is the Supreme Person, the cause of all causes. The impersonalist, however, argues on the strength of the Vedic version given in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad 3:10, Tatayad Uttarataram Tad Arupam Anamayam Yaeta Vipur Amritaste Bhavanti Ahetare Dukam Eva Piyanti. In other, in the material world, Brahma, the primeval living entity within the universe, is understood to be the supreme amongst the demigods, human beings, and lower animals. But beyond Brahma, there is the transcendence who has no material form and is free from all material contaminations. Anyone who can know him also becomes transcendental. But those who do not know him suffer the miseries of the material world. The impersonalist puts more stress on the word arupam. But this arupam is not impersonal. It indicates the transcendental form of eternity, bliss, and knowledge as described in the Brahma Samhita quoted above. Other verses in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad 3:8 through 9 substantiate this as follows. Vedaham etam purusham mahantam ajityavarnam tamasaha parastat tam eva van ati mritam eti nanya panta vidyate yanaya yasmat parang naparam astikinchit yasman naniyo yajayo astikinchit riksha ivastabdo devititashyakas tanedam onam purushena sarvam. I know that Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is transcendental to all material conceptions of darkness. Only he who knows him can transcend the bonds of birth and death. There is no way for liberation other than this knowledge of that Supreme Person. There is no truth superior to that Supreme Person, because he is the supermost. He is smaller than the smallest, and he is greater than the greatest. He is situated as a silent tree, and he illuminates the transcendental sky. And as a tree spreads its roots, he spreads his extensive energies. From these verses, one concludes that the Supreme Absolute Truth is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is all-pervading by his multi-energies, both material and spiritual.
Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Nilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Nino Bhutale Svayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam.
So, Krishna is very kindly revealing to us what is his actual position. In this world, because we... Oh, yes, translation.
Krishna es bien bueno con nosotros y en este mundo.
So in this world, we have one problem.
Tenemos un problema.
Tenemos uno problema. We don't know who is Krishna.
No sabemos quién es Krishna.
This is muy, muy... grande problema. We do not know who is Krishna.
No sabemos quién es Krishna.
But Krishna is very kindly solving our problem for us.
Pero Krishna es muy amable en resolver nuestros problemas.
Krishna is personally coming to this world.
Krishna personalmente vino a este mundo.
Yada yada hi dharma sha glanir bhavati bharata Abhyutanam madharma tadatmanam shajanyam. Krishna is so kindly coming to solve our problem.
Krishna is muy amable, tan amable para que vino a resolver sus problemas.
He's introducing himself.
Está introduciendo el mismo.
I am Krishna, this is who I am.
He's Krishna, este soy.
He's so kindly coming just to tell us who he is.
Muy amable al venir para decirnos quién es él.
In this days, how many people will even introduce themselves anymore? When I was a boy growing up, this was 1958. We moved into one house, and our neighbor came to introduce himself. But nowadays, in the new millennium, you move somewhere, no one even bothers to welcome you to the neighborhood. People will surf all over the world on the internet, but they don't even know their next door neighbor. I don't know about Mexico, but in America it's like that. But Krishna is so kindly, he's coming down to this world of birth and death just to introduce himself. Oh, conqueror of wealth, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strung upon a thread. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strung upon a thread. That's amazing. Let's read the verse. Just read the verse again in Espanol. So, do you all know what that means? That means that Krishna is the thread that is holding together the city of Monterrey. If you remove Krishna from the city of Monterrey, the whole city will crumble into dust. Krishna is holding everything together. Your very body is held together by Krishna. The mountains out here, these big mountains they're surrounding, they will all just crumble in the dust if you remove Krishna from them. So absolutely, this building, if you remove Krishna from this building, it will just crumble to nothing. Nothing exists save and except by the fact that Krishna is emanating it from himself. This is confirmed in chapter 10 of the Bhagavad Gita. Aham savasya pravo matak sarvam pravartate. I am the source of all material and spiritual worlds.
Soy la fuente de todo lo material y de todo lo mundos espirituales.
Absolutely everything emanates from me.
Absolutamente todo emana de mí.
So you will not find that anything exists independently.
Nunca van a encontrar algo que esté independientemente.
Everything exists because Krishna is emanating it from himself. So what does this mean, practically? This means if you fully open your heart to Krishna, then you will feel him at every minute. Krishna is full of love. He has unlimited love for the jivas, his parts and parcels.
Tiene amor ilimitado para sus jivas.
So if you will open your heart to Krishna,
si abre su corazón a Krishna,
then you will feel how his love is coming through in all times, all places, and all circumstances. Don't we feel good when we feel that someone loves us? Doesn't that satisfy a psychological need that we all have? Everyone loves to be loved, isn't it? One time in the elementary school, they made one experiment. The teacher had the students cultivate, each student was cultivating two separate plants.
La maestra puso a dos diferentes grupos para que cultivaran dos diferentes tipos de plantas.
Every plant got the same amount of water.
Cada planta recibió la misma cantidad de agua.
The same amount of sunshine.
La misma cantidad de luz del sol.
And the same amount of fertilizer.
Y la misma cantidad de fertilizante.
The only difference was the students were told to treat one plant with love and to be very rude to the other plant. So the students with the one plant, they would say, "Oh, my dear plant, I love you very much. Here's your water. I hope you grow strong and healthy." And the other plant, oh, here, take your water, you creep. I hope you die soon. And do you know that with each and every student, the plant that was given love thrived? And the one that was given cruelty, didn't grow very well. So if even a plant requires to be loved, to be healthy and happy, how much so an animal like a dog or a cat? Or how much even more so a human being requires to be loved? But you know the big problem we have in this world? I hate to pop your little bubble, but the real fact is nobody really loves us here. Everyone is simply out to get you for as much as they can take from you. Am I right or wrong? Everyone is simply trying to get you for as much as they can. In this world, everyone is a selfish pig. Therefore, no one is happy because no one really feels that they're being loved. This is the beauty, the sublime beauty of Krishna consciousness. You can actually understand how much Krishna loves you. How much Lord Chaitanya loves you. How much Srila Prabhupada loves you. How much your spiritual master loves you. How much the advanced devotees love you. You can feel it. That's the beauty of this Krishna consciousness movement. That's the unique feature of this movement. Because here is a place where you can truly be loved. It is stated in the Puranas. It is very easy to find a guru who can steal your money.
Es muy fácil encontrar un guru que te pueda robar el dinero.
But it is very, very difficult to find a guru who will take away your anxiety.
Pero es muy difícil encontrar un guru que te quite la ansiedad.
That is the bona fide spiritual master.
Es el maestro espiritual fidedigno.
The one who can take all the anxieties out of your heart.
El que puede quitar todas las ansiedades de tu corazón.
And such a bona fide spiritual master is very rare in this world.
Yes, maestro espiritual es muy raro en este mundo.
We found such a guru in the form of Srila Prabhupada.
Encontramos a un guru en la forma de Srila Prabhupada.
And he has ordered us that we must also become gurus of that same pure mood.
To
deliver the suffering people of this world from their anxiety, from their illusion, from their confusion, from their bewilderment, from their depression, from their anger, from their lust, from their greed, and above all, their misfortune. Manda bhagyas. You see, they are very unfortunate. Prayanalpa yushas. Prayanalpa yushas sabya kalavasmin yuge manaha. Mandasu manda matayo manda bhagya hubadritaha. Oh, learned one. In this iron age of Kali, men have but short lives. They are lazy, quarrelsome, misguided, very, very unfortunate, and their minds are always agitated. That's the nature of Kali Yuga. It's like Maharaj asked me how I liked Monterrey. I said, this place is hell. Because everywhere people, their minds are agitated. It's like in the traffic. Gah, gah, gah. Who has a peaceful mind here? Everyone's agitated. But the actual wonderful place is if we can be in the association of the devotees. Because there we find true peace. There we find true happiness. There we find true love. Therefore, the association of the devotees is called Vaikuntha. That place where there is no anxiety. So, we have our wonderful Hare Krishna movement. We must take advantage of the sweet, sweet mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Completely purify our hearts. No more lust. No more anger. No more greed. Simply pure bhakti. We have to make a spiritual revolution on this planet. Why do people go on committing sinful activities like bullfighting? They have no compassion for these creatures. We have to teach people by our example and by giving them Srila Prabhupada's books.
templos compren los libros de Prabhupada.
How to come to the platform of Vaishnava life?
¿Cómo podemos estar en la plataforma de Vaishnava?
There are so many people going to so many cathedrals. You hear your Catholic church is very big in Mexico. But where is the happiness? They are simply going and they are begging God for material things. People are thinking that they are unhappy because they don't have sufficient material things. But that is not a fact. The real fact, we are unhappy because our hearts are full of selfishness. That's why we're unhappy. If you can learn how to become a selfless devotee of God, then you will always be happy in any circumstance. You can be very, very wealthy. You can be very, very poor. Or you can be in the middle. But if you're a selfless servant of God, then you can always be happy in any circumstance. So, this is the mission of our Krishna consciousness movement. ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. We want to teach everyone how to become a selfless servant of God. This will solve all the problems of the world. In fact, this will bring peace and prosperity to everyone all over the world. Even the animals will become nicely fed. In India, there is so much poverty that the animals are all very skinny. In India, you cannot see one animal that's plump and fatty. Only on Juhu Beach, the rich men, they have their dogs. Those are the only fatty animals you can see in India. Everywhere else, the animals are very, very skinny. So, in our Hare Krishna consciousness movement, we want to see that everyone is well fed. Everyone is jolly. The animals and human beings. So, how will we achieve that? Not by sense enjoyment. But by developing this mood, pure Krishna bhakti. Do you know what is the meaning of pure Krishna bhakti? That means you have no love except for Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, "Ananyaschintayanto mam ye jana paryupasate tesham nichyapi yuktanam yogachemam vahamyaham," which means, for those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, whatever they have, I protect that. And whatever they are lacking, I personally provide it to them. So, can you imagine If that person who owns everything throughout the entire universe and who controls everything throughout the entire universe becomes your personal supplier, whatever you have, whatever you need, can you ever be short of anything? Material or spiritual? When God Himself becomes your personal provider of everything you need. You will never be lacking in anything. Therefore, we should simply cultivate this mood of pure Krishna bhakti. If we do so, our hearts will become completely transformed. And we will be able to do the highest good for all living entities. By distributing this Namas and Kirtan movement, all over the world. So we can ask now if there's some questions. Did anything I say tonight not make complete sense to you? Or do any of you have any obstacles that you're trying to overcome on the pathway back to home? Any anarthas that you're dealing with that you're having trouble overcoming them? So whatever questions you may have, how you can advance, if something did not make sense to you, now is your opportunity. We've come all the way here just to guide you, so kindly take advantage by inquiring.
Yo tengo una pregunta de principiante, yo no conozco nada de esto. Quiero saber qué es esto. Es una, como una celebración, un reconocimiento a un ser divino. Si Krishna fue histórico, no es histórico. Si Krishna es algo similar a un ser divino, pero que no tiene historia dentro de la humanidad. Y me estoy refiriendo como marco de referencia a la religión católica que tenemos al Cristo que es histórico.
He doesn't know anything about Krishna. He wants to know that he's a, if he was a historical person.
Your question is very nice. Thank you very much. Tell him. Translate that.
Su pregunta es.
Muchas gracias, señor. What is question? What is question in Espanol?
Pregunta.
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 Pregunta. Su pregunta es muy, muy buena. Muchas gracias, señor. So, who is Krishna?
¿Quién es Krishna?
Yeah, so, just like here, we see the city of Monterrey. There is some source for all that exists. Just like we can take one brick here in the city of Monterrey.
Como si nos, a brick?
Brick, like these bricks here. See, this is brick.
Como si tomamos un ladrillo de la ciudad de Monterrey.
So where did that brick come from?
¿De dónde viene ese ladrillo?
That brick came from the earth.
Tierra, huh?
Tierra, earth.
Earth.
Yeah, de tierra. Yeah. The brick. So where did the earth come from?
¿De dónde viene la tierra?
That is also coming from some place.
La tierra también viene de algún lugar.
Perdón. Krishna es creador, entonces es el creador de todo.
Krishna is the creator of everything?
Yes, that's right. Krishna is God, the original source of all that exists. That's right.
Krishna is Dios, es el original de todo.
From Krishna, de Krishna, everything is coming from Krishna.
Todo proviene de Krishna.
This is like for the electricity, the fan and the lights, there is some electrical powerhouse.
Es como la luz y los abanicos vienen de una corriente eléctrica. Vienen de una fuente, la corriente.
So Krishna is the source of all the energy throughout the whole universe. He is the ultimate source of all energies.
La última energía de todas las energías.
So when we say Krishna in Espanol, you say Dios.
Krishna en español es Dios.
Krishna is Dios, Dios es Krishna.
Dios
creador. Yeah.
God creator.
Yes, that's right. Es verdad, señor.
Not a personal historical person.
Yes, and that same person, Krishna, who exists forever in the spiritual world.
Krishna is un personaje que existe en el mundo espiritual.
He sometimes comes to this world to bless us with his presence.
A veces viene a este mundo para bendecirnos con sus regalos. When he came to this world, came with a form.
Yes, he revealed himself in a form with two arms, two legs, and wearing a peacock feather in the hair and blowing on the flute.
Se manifiesta en este mundo con dos piernas, brazos, una pluma de pavo real y una flauta.
It's like in the Bible it says that man is created in the image of God.
Es como cuando dicen en la Biblia que el hombre es creado a semejanza de Dios.
So you, my dear señor, you are a small replica of God.
Así que usted, el señor, es una réplica de Dios.
Because God has two arms, two eyes and a nose, you also have two arms, two eyes and a nose. Like father, like son.
Como padre, ahí.
You have a form similar to that of your original father in the spiritual world, God, Krishna. Do you have any more questions? We're happy to answer your nice questions.
Takes the form of a human,
yeah,
in any historical part of this world.
Yeah.
And it's compared like Catholic, that father,
to
son,
who?
To the Catholic Church.
Catholic?
Yes, like father, son.
Oh, yeah, father, son, and Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Yes, Krishna is God the Father. In Catholic theology, they say father, son, and Holy Ghost. So, Krishna is God the Father. Jesus Christ is God the Son, and Holy Ghost, that is called Param Atma.
Krishna is el padre, el hijo, y el para
Dios Padre, that is Krishna. Is Krishna.
Dios Padre. Y en lo que es el Dios, Jesús, Dios es el Padre y Jesús es el Hijo.
In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I am the seed-giving Padre of all living beings. Anyone else have questions? Yeah.
Para avanzar, interiormente, primero se empieza controlando la lengua, ¿verdad? Y luego la mente. Pero llega un momento que la ansiedad de la mente no se puede controlar. Yo sé que se puede con el canto de Hare Krishna, pero ¿qué más se necesita para avanzar? Eso lo controla, siento que lo controla, pero no sé si la calme totalmente la mente para seguir avanzando.
For advance, spiritual advance, he says that spiritual advance,
spiritual advancement.
He says what he can do. He chants Hare Krishna and said that everything that comes to your mouth, and control everything, the mind.
You want to know how to advance nicely in Krishna Bhakti? Yes. Are you chanting 16 rounds every day? Four. Well, that's the beginning. But if you can, the easy method to chant 16 rounds every day is you rise early in the morning and you chant before sunrise. Well, there is no distraction. Just like this morning, we were chanting in the early morning. We were sitting here on this porch. It was so nice and cool and quiet and peaceful. And easily one can dive very deeply into Hare Krishna mantra in the early morning before sunrise. If you can increase the quality and the quantity of your japa, you will feel how you're advancing very nicely in Krishna Bhakti. And you must also follow our principles. Do you follow our principles? Are you a vegetarian? Do you offer your food to Krishna before you eat?
Not at all.
That's another way you can advance. In other words, everything that comes out of your mouth should be Krishna, and everything that goes into your mouth, it should also be Krishna. So if you will first offer everything you eat before you put it in your mouth, then you will advance even faster in Krishna consciousness. You may be surprised to learn that you can eat your way back to Godhead. If you will take only Krishna Prasad and nothing will go into your mouth except for Krishna Prasad, you will feel how much you're advancing on the path of spiritual enlightenment. If you will follow our very simple process, we can make you an advanced devotee very quickly. You simply have to learn how to follow the rules and regulations nicely with love in your heart. And then you will reach a stage where you see everything within Krishna and Krishna within everything. Any other questions? Yeah.
You say we have a problem. We don't know Krishna. And you read the problem very keenly because Krishna is introducing to us. So the little problem is to only say nice to meet you, constantly.
Problem is what?
The
problem is what?
Krishna is presenting very little to us.
Yeah. He's come to solve our problem, that's right.
Yes.
So what's the question?
No question.
Oh, okay. You're realizing that Krishna is coming. Yes, that's a good proper realization. Krishna has come to solve. Our problem is we don't know him, and he's come to introduce himself. That's right. So he's come to solve all our problems by introducing himself. That's right.
Krishna viene a resolver sus problemas al
presentar. Es verdad, señor. Okay. Everyone's satisfied now. All questions are answered. No one's confused. Everyone's ready to surrender now and give up their nonsense.
Said that if you can talk about Chaitanya. Especially for the sir that ask you a question about Christianity and Catholicism.
Question about?
About Catholicism, especially for the sir. If you can talk a little bit about Chaitanya.
Yes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the greatest saint. And he is also Krishna himself. In other words, when God himself comes down, not presenting himself as God.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, Krishna mismo, y Krishna cuando baja se presenta as God.
But presenting himself as the greatest of all saints.
Se presentó como el grande, más grande de todos los santos.
That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, to be God, that is called the supreme enjoy.
De hecho, para ser Dios se llama el supremo disfrutador.
But Krishna is noticing my devotee, Srimati Radharani. She is enjoying more than me. Krishna is amazed, how can a devotee enjoy more than God? Krishna is amazed how a devotee can enjoy more than he can.
Krishna ve como un devoto puede disfrutar más que él.
Does everybody understand what I'm saying? Krishna is in supremo enjoyer, topmost enjoyer, numero uno enjoyer.
Krishna is the supremo disfrutador, numero uno.
Radharani, she is devotee of Krishna.
Radharani es una devota de Krishna.
But Krishna, he is seeing that Radharani, she has enjoyment which is very much, muy, muy grande, much bigger than Krishna's enjoyment. Lord Krishna cannot understand how is it possible that my devotee can get more pleasure, more ananda than me? But you know that Krishna, He is not one to ever be outdone by anyone. He is undefeatable. So he is not going to let Radharani defeat him. So he says, I will also taste that pleasure of Radharani. Radharani, she's a beautiful golden-limbed girl, the most beautiful girl you will ever see. She has the most beautiful golden limbs. Therefore, she is called Gaurangi. So Krishna says, I will become Gauranga. I will take the same mood of Radharani. I will take the same color as Radharani. And I will taste the same pleasure of Radharani, which is even greater than my pleasure. So when Krishna wants to taste even more pleasure by becoming his own devotee, he becomes Lord Chaitanya. Some people think to be a Hare Krishna devotee is a very weird thing to do. But actually, there's nothing more cool than to be a devotee of Krishna. Cool? Do you have that word in Spanish? Cool? It's a very hip word in America. That's really cool, man. Cool. So Krishna, the coolest thing you can do is to be a devotee of Krishna. Because even God himself, who is the supreme enjoyer, who can do anything he wants, he can fly in any air, he can do anything. He's the supreme enjoyer. But he decides, now that I'm the supreme enjoyer, there's one thing I haven't enjoyed yet. And that is, I will become a Hare Krishna. So there's nothing cooler than to be a Hare Krishna devotee. That is the coolest thing you can ever do. Because even God himself wants to become Hare Krishna devotee. This is the real in crowd. This is where this is the real nectar. The real nectar is here in Krishna consciousness. We have to tell you the truth. If you want to taste the nectar, you have to become Krishna conscious. If you don't become Krishna conscious, you're going to be up and down all around this material world. You're never going to find permanent peace and happiness. If you want real peace that never goes away, if you want real happiness that just keeps increasing, 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 then chant these names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you will dedicate your life to chanting these names, we guarantee this will be your last lifetime in this material world. We guarantee you will achieve an eternal existence full of knowledge and bliss. You simply have to dedicate your life to chanting. Every day. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So, are there any other questions? Everyone's satisfied now? Everyone's prepared to dedicate their life to chanting Hare Krishna mantra every day? No one's going to leave Krishna consciousness? You're sure now, there's no confusion? Absolutely convinced? You may never dedicate it to Krishna? Do you have any more questions? Yes, actually, Krishna is not impersonal and he assumes a form. That's not the fact.
Krishna no es impersonal cuando asume alguna forma.
The original feature of God is personal with form.
La única característica de Dios es la forma personal.
It's not that he is the impersonal Brahman, the oneness, the light, and then sometimes he takes a form. That light is simply the ara, just like someone who has the power, he can see the ara. You see, you can see my ara, they can see your ara, like that. Some people have the power to see auras, the light coming from the living being. So there's that God Himself has aura. God or Krishna from has a body, and that body emits a brilliant aura. So that aura, some people say that aura is the original source of everything. But that means they are not very highly learned in spiritual knowledge.
Pero no sabe cómo aprenderlo en conocimiento espiritual.
Those who are highly advanced in spiritual knowledge,
solo aquellos que están avanzados en conocimiento espiritual,
they know that person from whom the aura is coming.
¿Saben de quién esa aura proviene?
That is Krishna. So Krishna has an original form in the spiritual world.
Krishna tiene una forma espiritual en el mundo espiritual.
Sometimes he manifests here with that original form.
A veces se manifiesta aquí en una forma original.
And sometimes he takes other forms as well.
Y otras veces toma algunas otras formas.
But the original form of God, which exists eternally in the spiritual world, is Krishna. Any other questions? All right then. We will stop here and we have four more lectures scheduled on my series. Tomorrow morning, tomorrow evening, and then Sunday morning and Sunday evening. Anybody who would like to meet with me personally, you just talk to Diana here, who's acting as my secretary while I'm here. And you can arrange through her a meeting with me.
Pueden tener una
So we thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai.